Thought for today. I give three whistles and I forget it. I give three whistles and I forget it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bowerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I give three whistles and I forget it. I love to walk the morning path, the meditation path here in the Absolute Monastery every morning. Sometimes two, sometimes three times, but at least once. And as I walk this meditation path, I go up and down the mountainsides, all around the valleys, down in the valleys, and up again and around. And as I look from the vantage point of high up on top of the mountains, I can see the entire area of the campus of the University of Healing, all 104 acres. And I can see much of the pathway that I take, and it's going hither and yon, all around the outskirts of the campus itself. And as I walk around the campus grounds, I have Rex, my favorite companion, with me. And as Rex walks along with me, Rex is investigating here and investigating there. And whenever I sit down, he sits down to join me. And sometimes he's off on a scourge, and he's checking here and checking there, and I don't see him. And if I don't see him for a few minutes, I would just give three whistles. And with those three whistles, he comes running from wherever he is. He hears that simple little whistle, that whistle that really isn't very loud at all. And here he is now. Yes, here he is now. He was sleeping outside, laying on the on the patio out here at the Hermitage, and the doors are closed, and I gave those three little whistles, and he said, "Oh, my dad's calling." So I come to see what he's has on his mind. Right, Mr. Rex? Yes, you do. And it's a wonderful thing. I often wonder how he can hear through walls and how he can hear through such great distances. And how does he know that I'm whistling for him and that I give my three little whistles? And they're not the kind of whistles I did when I was a teenager, when I was just whistling up a storm, as I've often told you. It's a whistle that is just sort of a gentle, quiet whistle, but a definite whistle. Three simple whistles. And he comes. Now, is it the whistle that he comes for? Or is it my thought that when I give three whistles, he comes? Sometimes he's so far away, he would have to have dog ears, which he does have, of course, to hear me at such a distance. And sometimes he's so vigorously involved in digging into the hole of somebody's house, and he's looking down there to see who's home, and the dirt is flying everywhere, and his paws are going lickety-split, and he's just having a great time. And yet, when I give those three little whistles, through all that digging and all that in excitement and all that activity, he comes to see what I have in my mind. And I tell him, "Hey, just wanted to tell you how much I love you and hug you and say you're wonderful." And he stands there and he points his nose up just a little bit and he says, "Thank you." And I hug him and I snuggle him, and he thinks that that's just the most wonderful thing in the world. And then after I'm done hugging him, I say, "Thank you, Rex. You're fantastic. You're just wonderful." And he looks at me and he says, "Okay," but he stays. Now, when I'm ready to walk, then he starts walking. He doesn't start walking before I start walking, because he knows that once I start walking, then the hugging is over, then the loving is over, that is the outward in specific loving, but the loving that is always there always goes on. We all have this ability to do three little whistles if we want to do it. We don't have to be some great whistler. We don't have to be some wonderful person. Ellen, when she gives a whistle, she puts two fingers in her mouth and she whistles, and the whole roof shakes. She learned to do that as a youngster, and she can still do it beautifully. And sometimes I'm in a shopping center, and I'm way on the other side of the center, and she's over on the other side, and she wants to get my attention. And she'll give one whistle, and before anybody knows who did it, she had her fingers away from her mouth, and I hear her all the way across the shopping mall, and I come to see what's on her mind, and she says, I just wanted to make sure that we were still walking together here, you know. And so that whistle of hers is heard very beautifully and very perfectly. But you can give three little whistles every time you want. Every time you want to get the attention of your children, of your spouse, of your friends, of anyone in your world, just give three little whistles. And it's so simple like that. Right, Rex? And whenever I do that, Rex lifts up his head and he says, Dad, are you just demonstrating again? I said, yes, Rex, I'm just demonstrating again. And he's got that smile on his face. He's got that alertness about him. He says, that's my whistle. That's for me. That means that you want me to give you my attention. And that's exactly what I do. I want Rex to give me his attention when I give that three little whistles. Now, many times, we think this might be silly now, but many times, you are saying something like, oh, and you just don't feel too good. And if you will practice giving three little whistles, your divine self will wake up and say, oh, did you want my attention? Oh, do you want to give a different cause? You want to put a different cause in motion? Okay, let's go for it. Let's go for it now. And then you give the three little whistles, and then you go for that new cause. You go for the new cause that says, I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. It's just like Sibylla Gabo. She's on her way now, getting ready to go to London, and she's going to spend a month there with her family and enjoy their company and enjoy the new baby that Ugo has and so forth. And so she's just going to have a wonderful time. Now, I gave three little whistles, and Sibylla gave me an email, and she says, Herb, I'm going to go. Just treat with me that all is in divine order. And I said, Sibylla, all is in divine order because you are in divine order. And I gave three little whistles. Now, Sibylla didn't hear that over my email, but she heard that in her heart. And she knew that whenever I gave my three little whistles, everything is all right. It's time to look homeward. It's time to look back. It's time to check who's whistling and why. Rex knows who's whistling and why, and he acts upon it wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly. I know who's whistling and why whenever I whistle. And so whenever someone calls and says, hey, treat for me, I'll give them three little whistles and say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order now and always. And then a few moments later, somebody else calls, and I give them three little whistles. And then somebody else calls, oh, I had one woman calling, and she was talking to Ellen, and she was saying to Ellen, you know, Ellen, I have just so many things that I'm doing. I have so many activities that I'm involved in. I'm just so busy. And I don't know if I can handle this and be comfortable. And Ellen didn't say this, but I thought, you know, if you would realize President Obama has 1,000 things to think about, and he has 1,000 very pressing things, things that are very significant, that things that shake up the whole world, not just the United States and not just his White House, but the whole world. And so what does he do? He never lets himself get shooken up. He gives his three little whistles, and everything falls right into place. He says, all is in divine order now. And then he does the miracle thing that we could all learn to do. He handles one thing at a time. He handles one little detail at a time. You say, well, he's doing lots of things at once. No, he isn't. He's doing one little thing at a time. Whatever his attention is drawn to, that's where he puts his intelligent power. And so he does one little thing at a time, and it works out perfectly, it works out wonderfully, it works out beautifully, it works out in divine order. One little thing at a time. Now, we can all do that. When I call Rex and give my three little whistles, I'm doing one thing at a time. My three little whistles are just three little whistles, and I get his complete attention, I get his complete love. I get his complete responsibility to being with me. And it is just wonderful. Try it on anything that comes into your life today. Give three little whistles, out loud or in your heart or however you want to do it. Out loud is good. And it doesn't really matter if people hear you. But what are you doing? Oh, just whistling. Oh, you can whistle? Oh, I didn't know you could whistle. How about that? And so you give your three little whistles, and then you put your cause in motion. Say, all is in divine order. And then you go on to something else. And it is done. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely life. Have a lovely forever. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.